Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with another installment of Monday Morning Manager. When you're an on-the-road outside salesperson, you get into your groove. You know what you're doing. You know your clients. You know how they like to greet you in the office. Maybe where you always go to lunch, where you sit, what you touch, what you don't touch when you visit them. But all that changes when someone rides along with you. Maybe it's a fellow colleague taking over a territory. Maybe you're retiring and a new person is coming in to take your territory. Maybe it is someone from one of the lines you represent. Or maybe, just maybe, it's your boss. Of course, everything's going to be different when someone is with you. Your whole system could be disrupted, maybe in a good way, maybe in a bad way. But you never know until it happens. And that is exactly what we talk about in this week's episode, Joint Calls with Bosses. And without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Like many business development people these days, Robin won't be going on her appointments tomorrow by herself. This time, she is bringing Rich, and he is the VP of sales from one of her largest vendors. The last time Rich was in town, he talked a good game and acted like he was Mr. Know-It-All in front of anyone that would listen. Problem was that after the client was done with him, all the king could do was make a lot of promises that fell directly upon Robin and then drop the price because he didn't know what else to do. The client was so put off that they never ordered anything, even after Robin tried to meet all the promises that were left in the wake of King Rich's visit. Diagnosis. Some of those that often tag along on sales calls have indeed been trained how to behave and make for good partners. But Rich's style is straight out of the old school, and he has not had the same kind of sales training that Robin has been practicing for many years now. He talks a lot about himself, promotes features and benefits, tries to prove he is right all the time, and believes that he can close anyone, no matter what the cost. Robin did her best to brief Rich the last time he was visiting, but she now realizes that her words fell on deaf ears because her language of setting expectations, doing discovery, and going for the no and other techniques were something Rich could not understand or believe. Prescription. Although Robin will admit to being somewhat intimidated by Rich's title, she has decided that her business is too valuable to allow another train wreck. Before his next visit, she has decided to paint a real-world picture for Rich to help him understand exactly what Robin's experience is telling her needs to happen from them to have a chance at this new business. After explaining to Rich many of her worst fears about potential style, let's call that disc, conflicts, she does her best to help him anticipate what she knows is coming by asking him a few questions that will allow her to get her options on the table. Questions are, what is our strategy when the client starts the meeting off with all their complaints about the quality of recent work? What will we do when they demand a price below our number? What if they threaten to take their business elsewhere? What are best case and worst case outcomes, and what is the next step for each of those? Although she can come up with many more questions, Robin has realized that it pays to get the tough stuff on the table with her visiting dignitaries in a way that lets them anticipate the outcomes in their own terms. No matter who you might be working with on a joint call, either a third party or your own internal coworkers, it is important to have a plan or an upfront contract about roles and responsibilities before you get in front of the client. Critical thinking. We know this has happened to you. Share your experiences, good, bad, in the middle, what lessons you learned by riding along with someone, and how those lessons are going to help you improve ride-along experiences in the future. The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts of the morning. Today, we have two. First, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. And the second, happiness is not a reward. It is a result. Suffering is not a punishment. It is a consequence. And now the drill. As always, what were your three outcomes last week? Let's hear how you did. And this week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and how you plan to accomplish them using Growth Dynamics tactics. As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out and schedule some one-on-one coaching. If you need anything else, we're here for that too. And now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.